transmission.
Well, hello again, people. It's 1930 UTC, and you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm your chairman and your basic expedition leader. I have left my house. I'm sitting in my car, and I'm in the parking lot of Harrenhaven. I'm still just sitting in my car, parked in the shade, because Harrenhaven Girl is not here. We might as well get out of the car, I guess. Okay. So a couple things you need to know. As soon as I pulled into the parking lot, I saw our marmot, you know, the one with the black tail. I haven't thought of a name for him yet. I should have named him by now. You would have thought I would have, but I haven't. He was just sort of standing in the middle of the access road that leads to the Mulhall's property, and as I pulled in, he turned around and hauled ass back to his hole. And yeah, as I say, I can't see him, but I know he's down there. What a hoot. I saw a marmot before I even started recording anything. Did I lock my car? Let's go back and lock my car. I can't remember if I did or not. The other thing you need to know. Last night I hurt my ankle. Sometime after doing my show, I did something to my ankle. And it's still a little bit messed up, but I think if I just walk around for a while, I can walk it off. It's not as bad as I thought it was. Last night I could barely walk around, and I don't know what I did. I just, you know, stepped funny. I do this about once every 2 months. But I think we're good. I'm walking. I can't complain about nothing. Oh, except those one people who are starting to piss me off so much. And that's why we're really out here today. Therapy. So I don't go ballistic all over some certain people's asses. Oh yeah, okay. I can feel my blood flowing in my legs. That's good. Ooh, it's warm out here. Yeah, I'm in the sun. This is probably not a good idea. It's a little bit, you know, hotter than I thought it was going to be again. I wish we could have autumn weather soon instead of still being summer. Oh, yaga. Did I just walk through a web? Or did just a bug? Am I going to need a web stick? I'm walking into the forest here. And what else was I talking about? Harrenhaven Girl. Yeah, she's not here today. It seems to me like there is a pattern of when she is here and when she is not. I just haven't figured out the pattern yet. Because to be perfectly honest, I haven't been paying any attention at all. I'm going to grab this little stick here just in case. I thought I heard something up here. Maybe it was just the wind. Here's another butterfly. Oh, there's these two butterflies. I bet these are the same two butterflies we saw the other day. They're chasing each other around. Playing butterfly games. Which is probably pretty fun if you are a butterfly. Ow. Ow. Pinching my... There we go. I just want to take my foot off. I want to take my foot off. Mess around with my ankle. Get some grease in there or something. I don't know what the hell my problem is. But that would be fun. I wish I could take myself apart and put myself back together again. Just like I can do with everything else in my life. Because taking stuff apart is good. Oh, and I forgot what I was going to talk about. Yesterday I kind of freaked out and I went and I ate a hamburger. I realized, thinking, how is that a freak out? Well, I was just losing my mind, needing to eat some beef, and I just said, oh, screw it, I'm going to Jim and Jenny's. And I went to Jim and Jenny's and I ate my hamburger. Jim and Jenny's is, of course, the Greek restaurant, as you'll remember. Oh, and it was so good. I remembered what I was going to talk about. Although you can probably hear those cicadas behind me, there has been a great reduction of cicada noise, especially at night around my house. Starting to get some quiet, yeah, peace and quiet. No cicadas, or at least a great reduction in numbers. Oh man, those were starting to make me a little bit too crazy. I hate them. I hate cicadas. I didn't used to hate them. Well, yeah, I sort of always have. Ooh, walking out onto the boardwalk here. It is way too sunny. Way too hot. I'm just gonna come out here, look for some dudes. I see ripples where frogs have jumped off logs, and that's it for me. Yeah, nope. My head is already starting to sting. And you know what? It occurs to me that I forgot to fill my bathtub up with cold water before I left. Oh well. We're gonna have a strange day, I can tell already. Oh, okay. Everything's cool. Everything's fine. There's no need to panic. Although we should be. I saw Jimmy Page on TV last night. How is that relevant? Well, I don't think it is, but there was a weird show on TV last night. I was going through the channels. There was nothing on. No sports were on for me to watch. And no cartoons were on for me to watch. I thought, this is bad. Who came up with this programming schedule? And so I was rolling through the channels, and I went by MTV or MTV Adult, whatever. I don't know. And here's a show where Jack Black, oh God, did I say that? Not Jack Black, Jack White. Where Jack White, you know, the weird musician guy, and The Edge from U2 and Jimmy Page were all sitting around with guitars in their hands, kind of jamming and just talking about guitar stuff. And I thought, what the hell is this all about? So I sat there and watched it for a while, and it wasn't horrible. It was pretty good, all things considered. Yeah, I have mixed feelings about Jimmy Page. And I have mixed feelings, well, I was going to say I have mixed feelings about The Edge. No, I don't. He's terrible. And kind of have mixed feelings about Jack White. But I respect Jack White, even though I may not fully enjoy all of his music. I absolutely respect what he's trying to do and what he does in fact do. Some of it's pretty good. I mean, some of it I like. I shouldn't say it's good. Everything he does is pretty freaking good. The guy, I'm switching web sticks here. The guy is clearly talented. And the guy's got the mindset for it, and he has a lot of respect for the musics of the past. And I think he's cool. I imagine he's a really cool guy to hang out with and talk to. And I would love to. Anybody who puts a green bullet in a Gretsch. Is there, what did he put that? Yeah, I don't remember. It's like, man, that's a creative idea, son. I want to hang out with you. And the Edge, I don't have any respect for, because I've known all my life that his guitar playing is dependent entirely on the effects processors that he uses. And I won't go into it, but if you want an explanation of how he does not play guitar, go ahead and email me and I'll explain it to you. And as for Jimmy Page, when I was younger, I didn't particularly like Led Zeppelin. I don't know why, it's just, you know, more of that 70s whiny blues rock. We're white guys from England and we're gonna imitate all your black musicians from the 20s through the 40s. And we all have to sing in falsetto. And I never really got into that music. But as I got older, you know, I came to appreciate Led Zeppelin. You know, the more I learned about music, and the more I performed, and the more, you know, you sort of understand what other bands are up to. And I developed an appreciation for Led Zeppelin. And, you know, I can't really say that I don't like their music now. I've been listening to their music now for however many decades. And I don't own any Led Zeppelin albums, but, you know, they do have some good songs. They grow on you when you can appreciate what's happening in these songs and the music and what it takes to do this kind of thing, then, you know, you have an appreciation for it. So I've, over time, I've developed an appreciation for people like Jimmy Page. Now I'm standing in the big blind here, and the pond is nothing but duckweed. I don't see any dudes. Oh, there's Big Bluey over in the Delta. Hi, Big Bluey, you're my buddy. All right, so we have seen a heron at Heron Haven today. Chalk this one up as a win, but the sun is directly on me. I gotta step back. Yow. So anyway, I think my appreciation for Jimmy Page came when I found out, you know, decades ago that he was a session musician and he played on so much stuff. And what I did like, however, about this show and Jimmy Page is I like to hear him talk about stuff, you know. Listening to old people talk is always, one, awesome, and two, a smart thing to do, because you're just going to learn more stuff. So it was fun listening to Jimmy Page talk about, oh, what his mindset was when he came up with certain riffs or, you know, particular songs. And I can kind of relate to that. So it was kind of a cool show, all things considered. I don't remember what it was called. Okay, it was called Loud something. It was called It's Going to Get Loud, or It Could Get Loud, or This Is Going to Get Loud, or something like that. Yeah, it was okay. It was pretty good. I liked, you know, the funny thing is that I also liked seeing the Edge stuff. And listening to him talk about his stuff, and even though I don't particularly like him, I do like early U2. When I was in junior high school, I liked their first couple of albums. Those first two albums were good, because that's when they were still a crappy band with, you know, attitude. And so all of their poor musicianship, you know, it made no difference. It doesn't matter how bad of a musician you are, if you've got that much passion or emotional drive to do it. You can be the worst musician in the world, but if you really need to express yourself, you know, then it works. And they were great because, you know, they were an angry Irish band. Oh, they were pissed off. They were practically revolutionaries. They were so angry. That's what made them so great. And then I got mosquitoes on me. You too started to get bad when they gave that up. They thought, oh, we don't want to be an Irish band anymore. We want to be the world peace band. It's like, no, you worked when you were angry. It doesn't work anymore. When they were singing about the troubles, singing about IRA stuff, singing about that, God, that stuff was amazing. It was great. So impassioned. Everything after about the second album is just garbage. Just absolute trash. Absolute pablum. But anyway, it was fun to watch, you know, The Edge talk about that stuff. You know, because this is the stuff that formed that guy and that whole band. So listening to him talk about his personal experience during the Troubles and all that stuff, well, that was very cool, and how that influenced his, you know, ability and desire to do music. It was actually cool. So even though these are not the three guitarists in the world that I'd want to sit around with and listen to, it still was good. Wow, there's mushrooms going inside this hollow log. That's very cool. So it was still great. I mean, it was... it's not like I would go out of my way to watch it, but now that I have seen it, I will be looking for it so I can see the parts that I didn't see the first time, just to see what I missed. It was cool. If I was going to watch a show about any three guitarists who are alive, I don't even know who that would be. Well, no. One, Steve Cropper. This is a guitarist whose work you've heard a thousand times, but you've never known his name or known who he was. Well, you might. He was, of course, the guitarist for Booker T and the MGs. And, of course, the Blues Brothers. And this guy, Booker T and the MGs, was the house band for Stax Records. And they just put out Booker T and the MGs. Oh, there's some fresh puffballs back there. I see fresh puffballs. Hooray. It's puffball season. There they are. There's two or three dozen puffballs the size of a large marble back in the bocage. I can't get in there to take pictures. So I might be able to, but I'm not going today. It's way too hot. Got to get back to my car. But anyway, Steve Cropper, he's the man. I've always enjoyed his work, and I would love to sit down and talk to him for a couple of hours, just about his career in general. Let's see, who would another one be? Who else do I even give a crap about who is alive? I don't know. Yeah, I don't really think about guitar players all that much. I realize that in our music culture, they're like the heroes, but when you're an actual musician, it's like, yeah, so what, a guitar player? They're a dime a dozen. Everybody can play the damn guitar. But that doesn't mean they can play it well. It doesn't matter, like I said. All right. Hey, what you doing, squirrely? I didn't realize there was a squirrel right here. Hi! You're nice, squirrely. We're going to go down here and look in the hole, see if we can see that marmot with the black tail. Oh, what other living guitarists would I want to talk to? Townsend, I guess? Ooh, here's fresh Mati tracks in this mud. That Mati made that track when I pulled in here, didn't he? I'd like to talk to Pete Townsend. All right, we gotta sneak up on this hole now. Do, 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 and see if there's a Mati in the hole. Where's my Mati? Where is he? Where's that Mati at? Where are you, Mati? Well, I know he's around here somewhere, but now he's hiding and he doesn't want to come out and see me. Okay, that's fine. I already saw you anyway, Mati. Yeah, I did. Man, it's overcast, but still, I kind of am getting itchy, so I want to bolt. We need to get out of here. Okay, so if I was going to have my guitar show, we got Pete Townsend, Steve Cropper. Who else? What living guitar player would I want to have on my guitar show? I don't know. I guess I'll probably have to give that some more thought. I can think of a lot of people, but yeah, none that are all that interesting. Well, there's a lot of grasshoppers around here. Oh my God, there's the Mati over by my car. Are you trying to steal my car, Mati? Is that the same Mati or is that a different Mati? That's a related Mati, but that Mati is big. This Mati over here by my car is a little bit bigger. Okay, I'm trying to sneak up on him. He's just still sort of grazing in the weeds in the parking lot. And I'm playing red light, green light. Every time he looks down, I walk a little bit closer to him. And every time he looks up at me, I freeze. Just like this. Hi. Is that the same Mutt? Or is that a different Mutty? No, it's different Mutty. That Mutty is a little bit bigger than my other buddy, but he's got a black tail. Oh, where are you going to go, Mutty? Okay, see you later. And he just waddled into the ground cover. Oh, marmots. You gotta love them, because they're the coolest. All right, let's get in the car and go home. I'm gonna have to get in the cool bathtub. Oh, we saw two Matis and a heron at Heronhaven. Now we're going home in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1, 0. And we're back here in the studio. I'm having fun. I know I'm fun. How are you? Are you fun? Yeah, you're fun too. A couple things. On the way back from Heronhaven, I drove up the Turkey Street, and of course, I saw three turkeys hanging out under a tree. So we saw three turkeys, one heron, and one or two marmots today. So that's a good thing. I also went to the grocery store. But I didn't record myself walking through the grocery store because, well, we've had enough of that, and I always buy the exact same things. If you've heard any of my other radio shows of going to the grocery store, you know what I bought. I bought waffles and two donuts, and I was going to buy some bread and some cold cuts, but then I thought, no, I'm not going to be able to digest that. What was I thinking? What else did I buy? Oh, I got some tea, and I got some Kool-Aid to mix with my tea. Strangely enough, that's what I've been doing lately, is making lemonade flavor Kool-Aid, which doesn't really strike me as being lemonade. It's never seen a lemon, but regardless, I make double strength lemonade out of Kool-Aid and then pour that half and half with my tea, and I find it to be very yummy delicious. So that's what I'm drinking right now. So lemony, without actually being lemony. Also, when I was driving to the store, oh, I don't know what set me off, but I got that strange urge to go to thrift stores and look for electronics stuff and hack it. But I can't do that. I gotta stay focused, not spend my money on wild projects that I only do because I can do them and I don't need the end product at all. And why am I even doing this crazy stuff? Oh, and I also saw garage sales. I love going to garage sales, but I cannot do that. It's not in my budget at this time. And every time I see a garage sale, I start to get nervous because I know I'm going to miss something awesome. Garage sale anxiety. I'm probably the only person who has that. I need to focus my attention on projects that are cheap and meaning free. Stuff that I can make out of garbage or things that I already have. I need to divert all this energy to like painting stuff. I have paint, although most of my paint isn't in the best of shape, but it's, you know, better than nothing. So I guess I could be painting stuff. I could be building stuff out of all the scraps of crap that I have.
I've got lots of foam scraps and wood scraps. Maybe I could just hack something together. I don't even know what I feel like building or painting. Maybe I should make some stuff for the dungeon. Maybe I should make some stuff. Oh, and speaking of which, you know, I had a great idea last night. I don't know how this never occurred to me before. But why haven't I made a game about Lawrence of Arabia? Wouldn't that be a fun game? Yes, it would. And I'm thinking, you know, gosh, I've already got so much stuff I could use. I got, you know, a desert cloth now, and it doesn't take much effort to whip up some, you know, desert terrain, some hills and some weird stuff. And there's all kinds of potential scenarios. You could be blowing up trains and train tracks and take Damascus from behind and all that stuff from the movie. And now I'm kind of wishing I could watch Lawrence of Arabia. I haven't seen it in, I don't know, a couple of months. Oh, I watch that all the time when it's on. TCM likes to play that a lot, and I like to watch it a lot. That's a good movie. That would make a great game, too. And that in turn reminds me that I need to work on some little buildings, some teeny tiny buildings for my Rat Patrol game. I actually started one. It's just a little rectangular block of wood that I painted, and I'm really happy with the paint job. But this little block of wood, whereas it can pass as a building, it doesn't really look like one. It's just a perfect rectangular prism. I need to put some detail on it. I need to add some doors. I need to put on some windows and do all this and that and the other thing. And I got to add some other detail. I got to figure out a good way, a good cheap way to make lots of little buildings. Do I? I don't really. I don't need a lot of desert buildings. I only need a couple. I got to stay focused and not go crazy on large manufacturing projects. And you know, that's what I should that's what I should do, is I should sort of inventory my supplies. What do I have all in the way of foam? Maybe I should get out my hot wire cutter and cut up some foam today. That might be fun. I don't have any gesso. I'm out of gesso, so I can't really prime anything. Should I go buy some gesso? I don't know. That's not in the budget, but it is something I need, and it is something I use a lot. And that last big jug of gesso I bought, boy, that lasted me like 5 or 6 years. Couldn't use all of it, but still. Anyway, yeah, remind me to go out and buy some gesso. Ugh. I can't live without gesso. That's what I use to prime absolutely everything I paint. So maybe I really need to do an inventory to see what I got. I don't even know what I got. Gotta check all my foam, see what I can do with it. Gotta decide, gotta think. And then yesterday, last night, I also sort of had this urge to start building a castle. I'm like, oh, I should build a castle. No, what do I need a castle for? I don't need to do any castles. I'm not doing any castle siege games, but, you know, that would be fun. That's the kind of stuff I liked to do when I was a kid. I actually had a paper castle when I was a youngster. It was just, a castle printed on cardstock, and you cut it out, and you fold it up, and you glue tab A to tab B, and, you know, all that kind of stuff, and that was really fun. Maybe I should build something like that. I don't know. I'll give it some more thought. Who am I? My name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Foam Committee, a show that airs every single day right here on and on radio at 19:30. But I gotta leave now, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.